请坐。
Please be seated.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们做一个降服在神手中的人。
So that we can be ones that yield to the hand of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
我们会发现整个旧约历史它是几件事情一直在重复的出现。
We realize in the Old Testament there are events that keep emerging here and there.
神将教训来赐给以色列人。
And that is God, he brings upon teaching on his chosen ones, Israelites.
但是神的百姓他们常常选择没有去遵从。
But God's people many times choose not to follow these ordinances.
所以在他们的生活当中他们就遇到困难他们就受到刑罚。
Which is the reason why in their lives the Israelites have encountered many difficulties.
在痛苦的当中他们悔改呼求神。
In the midst of sorrow and sadness, they turn back to God and pray to him.
神就用各种的方法来帮助他们来拯救他们。
And God used many facets to deliver them back to him.
神在很有耐性的来教导这些百姓。
And God uses a lot of patience in order to teach his loved ones.
但是常常这些以色列人他们又选择了不遵从神的教训。
But many times the Israelites had chosen once and time again to not follow these rules.
这样的事情就一直在旧约历史里头来反复的出现。
So we'll see that in the Old Testament, these happenings happen once and again.
也就好像这个漩涡一样。
It is almost like a vicious cycle.
那这个漩涡到越里头呢，那个力量越大。
And so in the cycle, the power keeps getting stronger.
最后就把这整个国家给摧毁了。
And it will end in the peril of a nation.
那所以我们来想想看我们什么叫做降服在神的手中。
So let us think, what exactly does it mean to yield to the hand of God?
第一个我们就是要听从神的话。
And first, which is to listen to God's words.
请看生命记第六章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
第四节，以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主。
Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这个要听啊，这个是在《生命记》里头，在旧约圣经里头常常出现的字眼。
And the directive here is to hear, as it has recorded once and time again in the Old Testament.
那这里这个听这个字眼啊他的程度是那种很专心很注意的听。
And this here is a connotation that is one that is concentrating and very serious tone.
其实神不断的在以色列人当中来工作。
And the Lord steadfastly has worked for the Israelites.
他用各种不同的方法来感动他们。
He has used many ways to touch the hearts of his people.
神甚至亲自对他们讲话。
And God sincerely spoke to them.
神也用很奇妙的方法来拯救他们。
God also used many mysterious and miraculous ways to deliver them.
神用人或用各种的方法来给他们来警告他们。
God used people and other methods to serve as warnings to them.
神对他的百姓的期望是非常的清楚的。
Toward his people, God has very clear wishes and wants.
我们请看出埃及记十九章。
Let's please turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章第六节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 6.
第六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Verse 6, And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
神拣选这些 以色列人。
Lord had chosen these Israelites.
所以神对他们说，你们是属于我，你们要归于我。
So that he said that you are considered mine.
神也让他们知道，他们是从万民当中所挑所拣选的。
And then he let them know that they were chosen from a holy nation and they were a kingdom.
那神对他们有着这个神圣的目的在里头。
And so the Lord has a holy and divine purpose for them.
神说你们要做我一个祭司的国度。
And it said that God told them that they would be a kingdom of priests.
就是神让他们来侍奉，来侍奉他。
God allowed them to serve him.
他们是跟列国是有所分别的。
And so that they are separate from other nations.
这里说他们是圣洁的国民。
And that is to say that they are a holy nation.
所以神也将神要他们遵守的都很清楚很详细的来告诉他们。
So the Lord clearly had appropriate what kind of rules and laws that his people had to follow.
但是这些百姓的表现呢、就像是他们并没有在听神给他们的吩咐。
So the people's reaction and expression were as if the Lord did not even direct them to do anything.
这些百姓好像他们没有听见。
It is almost like they didn't even hear it the first time.
所以常常神要告诉要提醒他们说要听。
So many times the Lord had to say, hear.
真的在以色列人历史里头每一个世代都是这个样子。
In the history, if you can see that it is almost always like this.
甚至是从人类的始祖就开始这样子。
And it started from the beginning of races of people.
神给亚当的吩咐也是非常的清楚的。
And just clearly in the directive that God gave to Adam.
但是亚当夏娃他们是忽略了轻忽了神给他们的吩咐。
But Adam and Eve had forsook what God gave them.
那在士师时代的百姓也是这样子。
And also the Israelites that were in the time of the
judge.
Judges.
甚至事先摩西已经有提醒他们警告他们。
And Moses also at the same time had already told these warnings and teachings to the Israelites.
请看生命记第六章。
Please look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 12.
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的主。
Verse 12. Then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
这里摩西提醒他们说不要忘记。
Over here, the Lord had told the Israelites to not forget.
13节。
Verse 13.
你要敬畏主你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓。
Verse 13, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oaths in his name.
14节不可随从别神就是你们视为国民的神。
Verse 14, you shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are all around you.
15节因为在你们中间的主你神是祭血的神唯恐主你神的怒气向你发作就把你从地上除灭。
15, for the Lord your God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth.
这是在生命记里头摩西缓护的来吩咐百姓的。
And so this is a recording in Deuteronomy 6 in which Moses had said and spoke to his people.
那我们看士师记的时候这些百姓他们所犯的错误正是如这里所说的。
And so the wrongdoings that the Israelites had committed are recorded here.
他们就像十四节所说的，不可以随从别神，他们却去随从这些周遭的这个异族的人，去从事他们的宗教活动。
As recorded in verse 14, how they became idolaters of other gods.
这些士师时代的以色列人，他们去随从外邦的神。
And so at that time, they had went to follow the gods and goddesses of other nations.
并不是神没有告诉他们。
And it isn't that the Lord did not specifically tell them.
而是这些百姓他们没有听神的话。
It's because the Israelites did not hear the word.
我们再请看历代志下三十六章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles.
历代志下三十六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 36.
这个国家到最后已经陷入了灭亡的地步。
This nation had ended up in demise.
十五节
，verse 15.
主他们列祖的神，因为爱惜自己的民和他的居所，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们。
Verse 15. And the Lord God of their fathers sent warnings to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending them.Because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place.
自从神拣选他们，神就是一直的爱着他们。
From since whence they were chosen by God, God had loved his people.
所以神常常差派先知去传警告给这些百姓。
So God often had sent prophets and messengers to provide sayings to them.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他们却戏笑神的使者，藐视他的言语，讥诮他的先知，以致神的愤怒向他的百姓发作，无法可救。
16. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy.
从这个外在上来看，他们是听见了。
From the outer nature, we see that the Israelites did physically hear.
但是他们没有听进去。
But they did not fully understand and listen and digest it.
就是他们听，但是他们没有照着去做。
They heard it, but they did not bring forth action.
这是整个旧约历史神的百姓的一个很大的一个缺失。
And this is a big occurrence that you have seen.In the Old Testament, occur many times.
他们应该听神的话，但是他们不听。
They should have listened to God's word, but they simply did not listen.
那这也应该成，也是我们今天我们基督徒一个很大的挑战。
And today, this is also a very big spiritual challenge for us Christians.
这个不听神的教训，也是我们今天会有的很大的缺失。
And not listening to God's word will also bring upon an adverse effect.
在旧约历史里头，他们有在他们周围的这些异邦的人、异邦的宗教跟风俗。
And so in the Old Testament, there were many Gentiles at the time.
那这些外邦人有他们的风俗，有他们的宗教。
And these just Gentiles had their customs and traditions.
这些都成为神的百姓很大的试探。
And so this became to be a great temptation to God's people.
尤其当人只是看到外在的这些情况的时候。
Because as people, they see these outer effects and the effects.
这个外邦的人常常他们的军事力量看起来是比以色列强。
So the Gentiles may seem stronger in strength, and compared to the Israelites.
这些异邦、这些外邦的国家有时候他们物质上是比以色列人看起来丰富。
In actuality, it may seem like that these Gentile and barbaric nations, compared to the Israelites, were richer.
这些外邦的国家看起来他们的社会是比以色列人还要发达。
She sent Gentile nations, their lifestyles might seem to be more lucrative than that of the Israelites.
那所以呢，这以色列人也常常要效法这个周遭的国家。
So many times, Israelites had shown...
要学习。
They had learned a lot from these Gentile nations.
那却在这个学习的过程当中，把这个他们的宗教或者不好的风俗也带进他们的生活里头。
And in this time of learning and emulation, they must have adopted some of these customs that these Gentile nations had.
今天我们生活在这个大环境里头。
Today, while we are living in this environment,
我们有更多的声音，有更多的资讯在我们的生活当中。
We have ever more of the sounds and different customs around us.
还有不同的 information.
And different types of information.
那所以所有的这些我们周遭的这些事物啊，它常常也会混乱了我们的心。
And all the things of this world, they may also have an effect on our heart that's adverse.
这些周遭很多的事情也常常会让我们昏心了。
And the things of this world may cause us to be wavering in our heart.
这些周遭的事情也常常占据了我们很多的时间。
And the things of this world may cover up or take up a huge piece of our time.
所以过去的以色列人，他们需要听神的话。
Now these past Israelites, they had to listen to God's word.
那今天我们也是一样，要努力的来听神的话。
Today we must be the same and to be earnestly listening to His word.
这个听神的话，这个是需要要求自己、训练自己的。
Listening to God's word requires us to train ourselves.
我们已经讲过了，他们不是没有听见。
We had said once again that it is not that they did not hear.
是听见了，但是他们不把它认为是重要的。
They physically heard, but they did not treat it as serious.
他们听见了，但是他们没有把它实行出来。
They heard, but did not bear any action.
那今天我们也是很容易的，其实就听见神的声音，神的吩咐。
Today it is easy for us to hear God's voice and his appropriation for us.
那在我们的社会生活里头，我们被训练成是什么事情都要求合理。
And in our lives, we have been trained that there are things that must be at peace or in harmony,
rational,
or rational.
那其实，在信仰的层面里头。我们的神也是一个合理的神。
And in our faith, God is also a rational God.
但是神的道路、神的意念高过人。
But God's ways and His will are much more than man's.
所以神的合理，人常常并不一定能够看得清楚。
God's rationale in our eyes, we may not fully understand or see clearly.
所以有时候我们用人的理性，我们会内心里头说这个不合理。
And in our own mind, in our own ways, we will say that this certain circumstance is not rational.
那所以因为认为不合理，就不会去看重它。
Because you think it is not irrational, then you will not emphasize it much.
因为内心里头有那一个声音说这个不合理。
Because in our inner hearts, we say that this is irrational.
所以在信仰的道路上面，常常就会有很多的这个挣扎。
So in our journey of faith, that there may seem to be a lot of inconsistencies or struggles.
那所以呢，我们用一句话来讲，就是人要的是合理，神要的是顺服。
To sum it up, people want they want rationality, but God wants what is
obedience.
那
并不是说神不合理。
And it is not to say that God is irrational.
只是说常常人不了解不明白。
But it is just because man does not understand.
所以我们只能够提醒自己说，神对我们的要求是顺服。
So we can only say that God's request for us is to obey.
我们不能够只用我们自己的理性要来跟神计较所谓的合理。
We cannot use our own thoughts and methods of thinking to combat that which is what God does.
如果这样子的话，我们会听不见神的声音。
If we do so in this manner, we are not able to hear God.
那我们也从以色列人的历史，我们看到说，每当人听从神的时候。
From the example of the Israelites, every time when a person listens to God,
神就照着他的应许来对待他的百姓。
God commands the promise amongst his people.
甚至很多的时候，因为少数的人听从。
In the Bible, when a small number of people listen,
神的恩惠就给所有的人。
God's blessing was showered upon all.
去看创世纪十八章。
Let's please turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章三十二节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 32.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
亚伯拉罕说：“求主不要动怒，我再说这一次。假若在那里见有十个呢？”他说：“为这十个的缘故，我也不毁灭那城。”
32. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 10."
这里神说，只要索多玛城里头有十个义人，他也不毁灭这座城。
And Abraham said over here, if there are 10 righteous people in the city of Sodom, then the Lord will promise not to destroy it.
所以在一个很平安、很顺利的一个社会里头，不一定等于这个社会里头有很多义人。
And so in a peaceful society, it doesn't always mean that in the society that there are righteous people.
很多的时候可能是只是因为有少数的义人。
And it is mainly, most of the time, because there are a small number of righteous people.
就因为这些少数的义人他们降服在神的手中。
Because of this small percentage of righteous people, they are the ones who could follow God.
他们 submit to the hands of God.
They are submit to the hands of God.
那所以我们虽然是少数，但是对整个社会环境、整个社会来讲，我们是很重要的。
Even though we are a small number compared to the rest of the world, we are very important.
但是我们也会发现说，这个所谓的义人呢、啊，真的会越来越少。
But then we realize that there is only a small percentage of righteous people.
就好像创世纪十八章，连十个义人都没有。
And just like in Genesis chapter 18, there are not even 10 righteous people.
这是人类的一个很大的悲哀。
And this is the bane of humanity.
很 sad.
And sadness of humanity.
什么叫做降服在神的手中？
So what does it mean to yield to the hands of God?
我们要记得神的作为。
We must remember his wondrous works.
请看四世纪第二章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 2.
四世纪第二章第十节。
Judges chapter 2, verse 10.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道主，也不知道主为以色列人所行的事。
Verse 10. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them, who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel.
在这里，这个世代的以色列人，他们有一件很令人悲伤的事情，就是他们忘记了神的作为。
And the sad point of this generation of Israelites is that they had forgotten God.
为什么他们失去了信靠神的心？
Why is it that they lost this?The type of reverence and heart for the Lord.
因为他们忘记了他们的过去。
It is because they have forgotten the past.
请看《生命记》第七章。
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章第六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
第六节，因为你归主你神为圣洁的名。主你神从地上万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
Verse 6. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
这里在说到以色列人，他们在神眼中，他们是特别的。
So in God's eyes, the Israelites are special.
第七节。
Verse 7.
主专爱你们。拣选你们，并非因为你们人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
Verse 7, the Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples.
在外在上来看, 这些以色列人,
from our nature, we see that the Israelites were not many in number.
所以他们也不是最强盛的,
so they were not the most powerful.
第八节,
Verse 8,
只因为主爱你们, 又要守他向你们列祖所起的事，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
Verse 8, but because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep you, keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
这里讲到 这个摩西在提醒他们，这个神对他们的帮助，对他们的救赎。
And over here, Moses retells once again to his people just how caring and loving the Lord is, and how much help he provided.
那所以在士师的时代，他们一样不是人数最多的。
And in the time of the judges, the people, the Israelites, then were not strong in numbers.
但是自从出埃及以来啊，他们一直都是 蒙神的看顾跟保护的。
But since this was the time of Genesis, the Lord had always taken care of these people.
虽然他们人数不是最多，但是他们能够存在。
Even though they were small in numbers, it is from God that they're able to be sustained.
在那个世代里头， 这个弱的一定会被强的，强盛的来把它消灭。
And in that generation, it must be that those who are weak would be taken advantage of.
那这个以色列人他们之所以能够存在，是因为神的作为。
So the Israelites can be present and sustained only because of God's works.
所以他们忘记了过去神是怎么样的来施恩典给他们。
So the Israelites had merely forgotten all the wonderful blessings that God had bestowed on them.
那他们又看到眼前的失败以及眼前的困难。
They have seen the kind of struggles that they had in front of them.
所以他们甚至会否认了神过去的作为。
So then they will seem to be blindsided and forget about the blessings that God showed them in the past.
知道这个事情，但是存着怀疑。
They know of this occurrence, but they still doubt.
那有怀疑就会去否认。
So when you have doubt, you will most likely look past the issue.
Deny.
Deny.
四世纪第六章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 9.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
四世纪六章。
Judges chapter 6.
12节，神的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，主与你同在。”12.
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor."
这个神的使者向基甸显现。
And so the angel of the Lord had appeared to Gideon.
而且给他一个这个。 这个非常肯定他的一个问候。And
so he provided a very assuring message.
说大能的勇士。
Said that you are a mighty man of valor.
那神跟你同在。And
that the Lord is with you.
因为有神的同在，所以就是可以成为大能的勇士。
So because of his abidance, you are able to be a mighty man of valor.
但是基甸的反应是怎样呢?
But how did Gideon respond?
13节,
Verse 13.
基甸说主啊，主若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切的事呢? 我们的列祖不是向我们说，主领我们从埃及上来吗? 他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢? 现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。
Verse 13, Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
这个基甸啊, 他并没有很受到鼓舞。
So Gideon did not feel a sense of comfort.
哦, 我是大能的勇士。
He didn't immediately say that he was a mighty man of valor.
我有神的同在的。
That he has the presence and abidance of God.
他并没有这一种。 这一种的喜悦,
but he didn't have this expression or joy.
他是心中, 因为他心中有怀疑,
because in his heart he had doubts.
对过去神, 对过去的神是有能力的, 但是现在的神, 他有一个问号。
The past God was very powerful, but now there's a question mark.
今天 这也是我们要去学习的。
But today, this is something that we must learn.
今天我们也是一样要降服在神的手中。
We also must today yield to the hand of God.
我们要记住神的作为。
We need to remember His works.
我们在不留意的当中, 我们也会好像忘记了神的作为。
And so when times are not so great, we sometimes forget how great God was to us.
我们很有可能的情形是这样子的。
And many times our circumstances may be similar.
我们会将自己局限于这个环境里头。
And so we may be limited or held by the limitations of this world.
我们请看民数记13章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 13.
民数记13章33节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 33.
我们在那里看见亚纳族人，就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔。既我们看自己，就如蚱蜢一样；既他们看我们，也是如此。
33. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
这个以色列人啊，将自己局限在 这一个不好的环境里头。
The Israelites felt that they were limited in this environment.
跟敌人比起来，他们实在是太弱了。
And that compared to their enemies, they were quite insignificant.
所以啊，他们就忘记了过去神的那些真正的伟大的作为。
And so because of this, they simply forgot about how great God's works was.
所以啊，他们就想要退缩。
So then they wanted to turn away.
为什么忘记了神的作为？
Why could they have forgotten how great God's work was?
我们常常只是忙碌于眼前。
Many times we may just be overwhelmed by what's in front of us.
请看列王记上19章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上19章
1 Kings chapter 19
13节
Verse 13
以利亚听见就用外衣蒙上脸出来站在洞口有声音向他说以利亚你在这里做什么
Verse 13 So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in the mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave suddenly a voice came to him and said What are you doing here Elijah
14节他说我为主万军之神大发热心因为以色列人背弃了你的耶毁坏了你的坛 用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要行所我的命。14.
And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, tore down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
在这里，以利亚他并没有降服于神的手中。
And Elijah didn't seem to yield to the hand of God.
他是躲在洞里头。
Instead, he had hid in a cave.
他是忙于眼前他所遭遇的困难。
And he had been confronted with all his struggles in front of him.
啊，因为耶洗别要杀他。
And it's because Jezebel was after to kill him.
啊，所以他需要逃，他需要躲起来。
So he had to run away and hide.
哦，他忙碌于他眼前的这一个事情。
That he was so blindsided and busy with the struggles in front of him.
哦，所以他似乎已经忘记了加密山上的那些事情。
And so he had forgotten all the encounters and happenings on Mount Carmel.
啊，为什么我们啊会忘记了神过去的作为？
Why is it that we not oftentimes forget about God's work for us?
啊，有时候我们觉得说我们是被弃绝的。
Sometimes we think that we have been forsaken or forgotten.
请看以赛亚书四十九章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
十四节。
Isaiah chapter 49 verse 14.
锡安说：“主离弃了我，主忘了我。”
14. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me."
十五节：妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜惜她所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget.
啊，过去的事情要忘记，其实也很难。
And what has happened in the past, it is actually very hard to forget.
但是所表现出来的为什么像是忘记了神的作为？
And why is it that it comes out to being that we forget God's works?
就像这里所说的，这以色列人他们自己认为说是被弃绝的。
And so, as it says here, Israelites feel that they have been forsaken and forgotten.
也有很多的时候，他们忧虑着神的应许是不是真的会实现。
And many times they waver and doubt is that if God's promise is really for real.
那这些也都是我们的情况。
And so this is also like the circumstances of ours.
再来，我们什么叫做降服在神的手中？
And so once again, what does it mean to yield to the hands of God?
我们要对信实的神充满着信心。
And so we must be encompassed and filled by the faith.For God.
神是信实的神。
And God is a
faithful God.
Is a faithful God.
我们要对这一点呢，我们要充满着信心。
And from this point, we must be fulfilled and filled with faith.
所以无论这以色列人他们是在蒙福还是在这个遇到这个灾祸。
Regardless if the Israelites are in a peaceful or good state or if they are encountering struggles.
无论他们是被保护啊，或者是在这个被攻打、被欺负。
Regardless if they are being under care or if they are being fought against.
我们从圣经里头可以看到说，神都是信实的。
We will see in the Bible that God has always had a way to prevail.
纵然他们是在受刑罚。在承受灾害，神还是信实，对他们也还是信实的。
And whether it is that they are under danger or punishment, God still finds a way to take care and prevail.
意思就是说，神的作为是在他们生活的每一个层面里头。
So meaning to say that His works are among all and in their lives.
所以今天一样的，我们要相信神的作为在我们生活的每一个层面。
So, in the same way in our lives today, God's works are all prevalent among our lives.
我们每一天的生活
in our everyday lives.
在我们的每一个环境里头
and in our every environment.
在我们的家里头
and at home.
在我们跟人的相处我们的朋友当中
in our interactions with friends and people in society.
对神的信实我们要不断地充满着信心。
And regarding God's faith, we must be full of faith.
那这样子才是真正的降服在神的手中。
And so it is in this way that we can completely yield to the hand of God.
啊, 我们必须要降服在神的手中。
We must yield to the hand of God.
哦, 我们才不会重蹈了，重新又走了这个过去的错误。
So that we will not dwell and walk again into our wrongdoings.
啊, 啊, 所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So let's ask God to help us.
让我们充满着信心来听他的教训。
To be encompassed with his faith so that we can listen to his teachings.
哦, 让我们充满着信心总是记得他的作为。
So that we can be overwhelmed in our hearts to remember his works.
啊, 让我们充满着信心来遵守他的教训。
To be overwhelmed in faith to abide by his teaching.
啊, 无论在任何的情况之下我们相信神的信实他是不改变的神。
Regardless of what kind of circumstance we are in, we believe that He is a steadfast and unchanging God.
那么我们就成为一个降服在神手中的人。
So that we can be truly a people that yields to the hand of God.
一起唱诗73首。
Let's please sing hymn 73.